my bloody side, concentrated, and felt a terrible cold tear through me as I pulled more heat from my blood. There was an explosion of white light, blinding in the dark of the alley. I closed my eyes, but even through my lids the burning basil was piercingly bright. One of the men screamed, high and terrified. When I opened my eyes, I could see nothing but blue ghosts dancing over my vision. The scream faded to a low moaning, and I heard a thump as if one of the men had stumbled and fallen. The tall man began to babble, his voice little more than a terrified sobbing.
Oh God, Sam Myers, I'm blind!
As I listened, my vision cleared enough for me to see the vague outlines of the alley. I could see the dark shapes of both men. One was kneeling with his hands in front of his face, the other was sprawled motionless on the ground farther down the alley. It looked like he had run headlong into a low rafter beam at the mouth of the alley and knocked himself unconscious. Scattered around the cobblestones, the remnants of basil were sputtering out like tiny blue-white stars. The kneeling man was only flash-blind, but it would last for several minutes, long enough for me to get well away from here. I moved slowly around him, being careful to step quietly. My heart leapt into my throat as he spoke up again.
Tam?
The man's voice was high and frightened.
I swear, Tam, I'm blind. The kid called down lightning on me.
I saw him go down onto all fours and begin to feel around with his hands.
You were right. We shouldn't have come here. No good comes from meddling with these sort of folk.
Lightning. Of course. He didn't know a thing about real magic. It gave me a thought. I took a deep breath, settling my nerves.
Who sent you?
I demanded in my best tarball in a great voice. It wasn't as good as my father's, but it was good. The big man gave a wretched moan and stopped feeling around with his hands.
Oh, sir, don't do anything that...
I'm not asking again!
I cut him off angrily.
Tell me who sent you! And if you lie to me, I'll know.
I don't know a name,
he said quickly.
We just get off the coin and the hair. We don't know names. We don't actually meet, I swear.
A hare. The thing they had called a finder was probably some sort of dowsing compass. Though I couldn't make anything that advanced, I knew the principles involved. With a piece of my hair, it would point towards me no matter where I ran.
If I ever see either of you again, I will call down worse than fire and lightning,
I said menacingly as I edged toward the mouth of the alley. If I could get hold of their finder, I wouldn't have to worry about them tracking me down again. It had been dark, and the hood of my cloak had been up. They might not even know what I looked like.
Thank you, sir,
he babbled.
I swear you won't see hide or hear of us after this. Thank you.
I looked down at the fallen man. I could see one of his pale hands against the cobblestones. But it was empty. I looked around, wondering if he had dropped it. It was more likely that he'd tucked it away. I moved closer still, holding my breath. I reached into his cloak, feeling for pockets. But his cloak was pinned under his body. I took gentle hold of his shoulder and eased him, slowly. Just then, he let out a low moan and rolled the rest of the way onto his back under his own power. His arm flopped loosely onto the cobbles, bumping my leg. I would like to say I simply took a step away, knowing that the tall man would be groggy and still half blind. I'd like to tell you I remained calm and did my best to intimidate them further, or at the very least that I said something dramatic or witty before I left. But that would not be the truth. The truth was, I ran like a frightened deer. I made it nearly a quarter of a mile before the darkness and my dazzled vision betrayed me, and I ran headlong into a horse tether, crumpling to the ground in a painful heap. Bruised, bleeding, and half blind, I lay there. Only then did I realize I wasn't being chased at all. I dragged myself to my feet, cursing myself for a fool. If I'd kept my wits about me, I could have taken their dowsing compass away, ensuring my safety. As it was, I'd have to take other precautions.